My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Andy Dirt Johnson.
Step up, son.
You're 2 pounds heavier than when you came to camp, but we can fix that. All we have to do is decrease his food intake and increase his metabolic output. All right, step on the scale, son. Muscle weighs more than fat.
And Brendan Sprague.
7-minute abs, and we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk. You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Maybe at the end of the show, we'll both take our clothes off, you Armani and me mine, and we'll just give it to the audience. What do you think?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Let's go!
Everybody's yelling at each other this morning. That means college football is back. We're arguing and debating, and you're an idiot. My team's good. Your team sucks. We're great. You're bad.
Oh, it feels good, we're going to be all so dumb and wrong. It's going
to
be fantastic.
It's good to have it back. It is like tomorrow night. We get interesting games tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I mean, they're interesting to me.
They're interesting until
Colorado. We're rowing
Colorado's,
the boat tomorrow night.
We're rowing the boat tomorrow, and we're bisoning it.
What if
tomorrow.
Colorado's up 27-0?
I'll keep watching because they blew a 30-point halftime lead to Stanford last year.
North Dakota State
is better than Stanford.
Hot take.
I don't think that's a hot take. Is that a hot take?
That's a hot take.
Stanford was terrible last year.
Hot take.
Terrible.
Stanford almost beat UW.
Name me three. Everybody almost beat UW. Name me
not Oregon.
No, it literally almost did twice. Well. Name me three Stanford players from last year.
The tight end's gone.
Yeah, the tight end. That tight end.
The sure. quarterback, yep. Ashton something.
Yep, of course.
Ashton What's-His-Nuts.
I don't know. I think you're making that up.
The white running back.
Yeah, that guy. Toby Gearhart's not there
no,
anymore.
No, not Gearhart.
No, Christian
Number
McCaffrey.
Two.
He plays
Philkins.
For the 49ers.
Our boy Philkins.
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 There you go.
Thank
okay,
you.
All
thank
right. You got
name.
Anybody
good
else?
Name.
Anybody
yeah,
else we're going with? Yeah, yeah. Great program right yeah. there. Yeah, come yeah, on. Yeah, yeah. Stanford, catch a fever.
I just named him. Let's move on. You're welcome.
We will start our story coming up in 10 minutes. I want to have some fun with this to open the final hour. So, you know, you got to sneak in a little bit. We're still in the week before the kickoff week. Next week will be NFL kickoff week. Very excited. Thursday night game, Friday night game. And I've been noodling on this, and I'm wondering what you guys want to throw out. Listeners can participate as well. 503-864-6326. I want to jot some of these down, and I'm curious if we actually reach the level of, ooh, that's hot. Like, I want Russell Wilson Subway commercial. It's spicy. I want that. That's what
that's
I'm looking
an
for
awkward,
here.
Awkward, uncomfortable hot.
I want mean, that level of spicy.
Don't we have that drop in our system?
I think it's somewhere.
We did.
I don't know if that one's still in there or not, but I know it was somewhere for a while. Ladies and gentlemen, what is your hottest take of the upcoming NFL season?
The Chiefs will not make the conference championship game.
The Chiefs will not make the AFC title game.
Nope.
Spicy.
What do we label that on the Russell Wilson spicy scale of 0 to 10? I'm going to give you an 8.5.
I don't know how you get hotter than
spicy.
That. I'd love to see your hotter take than that one.
Spicy.
The Chiefs have been nothing
Hold
but
on.
In the conference championship
every
game
year.
Patrick Mahomes' career.
Every year.
They probably should have multiple other Super Bowl titles, an offsides penalty, and a bad offensive line injury.
You're not wrong.
They probably have two more.
NFL's,
that dude could be at five titles right now. Think about that. His first 5 years, or his first 6 years, he could have five titles already. It's insane. I'd go a little higher personally, but yeah, there's my hot take.
Okay, maybe I'm downgrading you. Maybe I'm not grading you fairly enough here.
I don't think they make the conference championship.
Does it need
game.
To be a 9.5 on the spicy scale? Do we need to go 10? Is it a 10 out of 10?
No.
No,
it's
we're not,
not
going
all the
10
way.
Out of 10.
It's not that high on the Scoville
How many
scale.
Years, ask yourself this, how many years did Brady and the Pats, when he was healthy, not make a conference championship game?
I'll look it up.
Very few.
They had a run there after the first three.
The 0-2 season, they missed the playoffs, or they didn't repeat. It was one of those.
So let's see. Their first Super Bowl was 0-1. Yep. Missed the playoffs in 0-2.
That's what it was.
Won the Super Bowl in 0-3. Won the Super Bowl in 0-4. That was the next two. That was the last time a team went back-to-back before Kansas City.
Didn't go in 0-5 because
0-5 was divisional round loss. Yep. 0-6 was AFC title loss. 0-7 was Super Bowl loss. 0-8 missed the I think that was the injury year.
That was Brady year. So far, only 1 year, 2 years not made. Making the playoffs and not making a conference championship.
09 was wild card round loss. Okay. 10 was divisional round loss. So back to back years there.
Yep.
And then a Super Bowl loss in 11 to the Giants. AFC title loss.
Yep.
AFC title loss. Yep. Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Super AFC title loss. Super Bowl win against the Falcons. Super Bowl loss. Super Bowl win. And then the last year he was there, they lost to the wild card.
So like five years.
Out of basically 19 years, however long it was.
You're probably looking at a very similar situation because, well, Mahomes is amazing.
Yes, you are.
That's my hottest take. They will not make a conference championship game.
Okay. Swigard, do you have a hot NFL take for the upcoming season?
Don't know that I have one yet.
Well, that's the beauty of the segment. You don't have to be right. It's a hot take.
Dude, it's just a hot take.
Fire away a hot take.
Sometimes you melt into the hot take, and it doesn't matter. You just got to do it.
Give me your...
Spicy.
I want your spicy... I'll go first. You want me to go first? I'll go first. Now, you turned up the heat on me. You went right out of the gate.
Well, I've jotted a couple of these and down kind before of the year started, and you text yesterday, we were going to do this, and I'm like,
I've had this in my idea in my notes for a while. Right. It's kind of fun, and then you write them down, and then you come back at the end of the year, and you're like, hey, look at that. We were all idiots. Remember when we thought that was going to happen, and now Kansas City's winning the Super Bowl again for the third straight year? My spicy take for the upcoming season.
Spicy.
I don't know if it's going to reach your level of spicy.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Eagles missed the playoffs.
They barely made it last year.
They did. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't your level of take. Yeah. I'm not. It wasn't your level of. I still feel
if
like
mine
that's pretty
is an 8.5,
spicy.
5, I'm going to go. Yours is like a 4.5.
But here's the thing: Kansas City missing the AFC title game. Like they could be a one seed. And lose on like a last second field goal in the divisional. They damn near lost to the Bills last year in the divisional round of the playoffs. If Stephon Diggs could catch, they lose that game. So you're still there. You're still in the mix. Yeah. You could lose a close game. I think not making the playoffs would be an epic failure for Philadelphia.
I think it would, but how shocked would the collective football world be by it? Given the noise of Hurts Sirianni relationship.
Yeah, they don't get along.
Given the loss of Kelce, I mean, I think you can point and say, how confident are we in the Eagles? They've got talent.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is in that same ESPN poll I cited for Zigger Zag, execs were asked about the skill position players. Which ones would you rather have?
Yeah, which group would you want?
And they counted the offensive line as a group and then skill guys. And they chose Philly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? So the receiver core is better to them. If Ayuk even stays in San Francisco, they're still taking him.
Yeah.
The offensive line, they think collectively, is better in Philadelphia.
Even with Kelce retiring.
Even with Kelce gone and Williams on the offensive line.
It's a little
spicy.
Barkley and McCaffrey to them is about a wash, which I thought that was a little spicy. I think McCaffrey's a little
better.
Yeah,
you can't do that, dude. That McCaffrey's been one of the most consistent best runners. I mean, Saquon Barkley's good, but he was also banged up.
The most debatable topic was Hurts versus Purdy. Who's better?
Other than that,
it was Philadelphia. They took Philadelphia. So from that angle, your take is a good spicy take.
Mm-hmm.
I just won't sit here and act surprised if Philly doesn't make the playoffs.
That drop's got to stay there.
Spicy.
What do you got, Swag?
Michael Penix Jr. will lead the Falcons to the NFC Championship.
Woo!
So Kirkers gets hurt.
Kurt or benched? What do you think? What are you?
Your pick.
Either or.
He's got to be hurt. They're not benching Kirk Cousins. He cannot play worse than Desmond Ridder, and he's got weapons. He's got Bijan and Drake and Pitts. Like, he's got guys all over. There's no way he's getting benched.
I'll put out a poll question on this. Whose take is the
spiciest.
I got another one.
Chiefs won't make the AFC title game. Penix leads the Falcons to the NFC title game, or the Eagles miss the playoffs.
Jets don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know how spicy that. I'll get
really, because I'm being told by everybody they're a Super Bowl contender.
That's because Mike Greenberg's an idiot.
No, you know? No, I'm not just talking Mike Greenberg. There's other people.
Want to read some of these that are coming in? What do we got here? Hot take: Caleb Williams is better than advertised, and the Bears make a run to the Super Bowl.
Oh, rookie quarterback
to the Super Bowl.
Has it ever happened? I don't think it's ever happened.
I think we've talked about this, haven't we?
Was Purdy? No, he got to the NFC title game.
They lost in the NFC title game.
I don't think a rookie quarterback has ever led a team.
Roethlisberger was year two, right?
Year two.
Year two.
Brady.
Burrow was year two.
What was Kaepernick?
Kaepernick was, he sat out most of his rookie year.
Okay. Yeah, he sat behind
Smith. He came in the next year.
Not a Ducks honk, but Knicks will win Offensive Rookie of the Year over Williams.
I mean, if you're an Oregon fan, it's hard for you to say not a duck honk, but
it is a 360 area code, if that helps at all.
Well, a lot of people from Oregon live in Vancouver.
That is true. Harbaugh brothers meeting in the playoffs would be a fun one. Yeah,
oh, that
really
would
be spicy.
Great.
Another one along the line that I picked, spicy: Nick Sirianni fired before the season is over.
You want another spicy one? Jameis Winston takes the Browns to the divisional round.
Dude, they're trying to trade him right now.
Yeah,
really?
They kept four QBs on their damn roster.
They have four quarterbacks, and they're trying to trade Jameis Winston.
They want to keep DTR over Jameis Winston, huh?
What are we doing? You got to keep him around just for the vibes only.
Dude, he's eating dubs.
I want his pregame speech. I don't think he's going to throw 15 picks, but I still want him on my roster.
Do you know he gave a pregame speech in all three preseason games for the Browns, and they went 0-3?
Somebody put together a montage of the speech and then like the final touchdown that the other team scored. Let's see here. Spicy NFL takes.
Spicy.
Seahawks are going to win the NFC West this year.
Hey, I like that.
Spicy.
That's a good one. That is a little spicy because I think the Rams and Niners are better, and there's some noise out of Arizona. The Cardinals might be coming.
Could be. They got Kyler Murray back. Spicy, the Bengals missed the playoffs this year.
Love that
spicy
take.
They missed it last year, but if Burrow stays healthy, that would be a rather spicy take. And one more for Swagzak's Lubba.
Spicy.
The Cowboys missed the playoffs this year.
That would be surprising. That's actually hotter than the Eagles missing the playoffs.
You think so? That's hotter?
Dude, three straight years of 12-5. They've got a lot of talent coming back
their
offense.
Their roster compared to the rest of that division is...
Yeah, it's only Philadelphia.
Yeah,
New York is going to be a joke.
New York would be terrible.
Washington, I don't know if Daniels will survive the season.
Yeah.
Super Bowl winner Ravens.
Well, let's add one more to the bunch.
Yeah, why not?
Spicy.
I don't know. That's not very spicy, but.
Sam Darnold leads the Minnesota Vikings to the NFC title game. Let's go,
Where's
baby.
Viking
let's
horn?
Go. Play the horn.
I don't know where it is.
My boy, Sammy D.
Somewhere here.
This is Damn the year.
It.
He's focused.
There
he's
it is.
Comfortable on the offense. He's having fun. He might even be a Heisman dark horse this year. Sam Darnold might be. This is the year.
Now, by the end of the year, this is what we're going to say about all our spicy takes.
Why do we suck so much? It's a great question. We ask it all the time. There you go. Some spicy NFL takes for you. We'll put out a poll question on that.
Dude, it's next Thursday.
A week from tomorrow, the NFL kicks off.
And then we got a Brazil game.
And then you get a Brazil game on the cock on Friday. Eagles and Packers. That's a great Friday night game,
too. That's a Peacock-only game.
It's a Peacock-only game on Friday night. You got to be a Peacock guy now. I got to have Peacock for Big Ten.
What fan base is showing up for that one more? Green Bay or Philly? I don't think anybody. I think we're going to have Brazilian fans
just
in there
Brazilian
wearing random jerseys like we do in London.
Vuvuzelas are all wearing Cowboys and Niner jerseys. This is weird.
Dude, I got the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Oh. Not spicy, but...
Green Bay, Baltimore?
Slightly moderate.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's get to Stat or Story. We'll do it next. Last one of the year on 1080 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dirt and Sprague, brought to you by...
That's your imaging?
That's all I got.
Yeah.
If we're stuck listening to a song while Swag goes pee.
No, he has
TLC's not bad.
Cup of coffee.
I can always jam out to TLC.
That was not a full break.
You literally are the one that knows the break.
The numbers.
There's 6,127 students
today. Okay. Gotta play the open. Right. Which
are last time. So that's 7,132 boobs.
He got up during the break. Knowing the break.
Yeah. He had a report, too, so that cuts into the break. When you have a report, you know. Come on, Swag. What are we doing?
Horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story. A monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
I'm going to have to get back into something at the bottom of the hour that my co-host Brandon Sprague said earlier.
Oh, really?
What's up, boys? This is what I got to say.
What do you got to say today?
We're getting texts, and we'll read.
What did I say?
We'll debate. We'll have a conversation. Trust tree. We'll trust tree it up in about 10 minutes.
Let's
from
do
now.
It.
Saturday story time. Unfortunately, to P1 Corndog, who I met at the Mariner game this weekend, the Mariner Giants game, came and said, "What up?" So he loves stat. I'm a love stat or story. I think we're going to let it go away in football season.
Yes.
It's just there's a lot going on.
It needs to hibernate.
It needs an off season.
So it's back in February.
So we'll bring it back in February.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe January.
Maybe January. Yeah.
After the college football national championship.
Yeah, we're in the NFL playoffs then, Swagger.
Yeah, we're in your NFL playoffs. It's, okay. A lot going on.
All right.
So this will be the last adder story for a while. I will start. I actually have a story and a stat this time.
Oh.
I did it right.
Look at you.
I did it right.
It's not just two sports stories.
Look at that.
All right, great.
Okay, here we go. Your number is 59. 59!
Okay.
Is it the completion percentage of Penn State starting quarterback Drew Aller last year?
Ooh.
Or is it the age of a man who asked the store clerk to hand him, pick out a lottery ticket for me. I can't decide which one I want. Was handed a lottery ticket, proceeded to win $500,000 on that lottery ticket, and refused to tip the clerk.
I'm going to go stat here.
You're going to go stat?
He did not have a very good year.
Did not.
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I... Stat.
Stat.
Before.
Yeah.
Are you talking a clean 59? No point anything?
There is the...
You're rounding?
We're rounding. You have to round for these things.
Okay. All right.
Double stat? Yeah. 59.9. So technically you round up to 60, but I just, whatever.
Well, you rounded wrong, but I'll take the credit.
It's the same thing.
This guy had to be older.
He is not.
Oh,
Dirt Logic, well done. He is 55 years old.
Okay. Oh.
So let's talk about this. How would you
what
handle
state?
This? So he's in Michigan.
So they get taxed.
He shows up and he says he plays once a month, a scratch it. He's got $10 in his pocket. Once a month, he pops into a convenience store. Give me a scratch it. Give me whatever. He shows up to the convenience store, has $10 in his pocket. And he says to the man behind the counter, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know which one to pick. Like, just pick something for me. Hand me whatever. Here's $10. Pick out whatever one you want.
Hmm.
He hands him the $10. The guy's like, all right, here you go. Here's your luxury cash word ticket. He said, I don't usually play cash word tickets. Let's play this and have some fun.
There you go. 500 G's.
And he proceeded to win $500,000.
So he's bringing home 300 G's.
Does the store clerk deserve for picking the ticket and handing it to him?
5 G's.
Something.
5 G's.
So anything.
I'm giving him 5 G's.
3 G's.
Yeah. You're getting a G.
You got to give him a right?
Come
like,
on.
I mean, he picked the ticket.
They picked the ticket. They handed it to you. You
Hell
won
yeah.
$300,000 after taxes.
Yeah.
You're not going to retire on that.
No, he said he's going to buy a new house and a new truck.
Okay.
Tells you how the market looks in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I've looked, actually. I've been curious.
$300,000? That's all it takes?
Yeah, give him 5 G's.
Yeah, I'm peeling off.
This is a Bush League move.
You always tip on somebody giving you a ticket.
If you say, I want, or like, give me these numbers and my numbers win, or I want that ticket and that ticket wins, all right, whatever. You don't want to tip him that. But he handed you the ticket. That's on him. There you go.
Should I go next? I'll go next.
Okay.
Your number is 11. The number is 11. Is Shohei Ohtani, statistically speaking, having what would have just been Barry Bonds' 11th best season? Or is it the age of a boy who had an ice cream stand in Massachusetts to raise money for his brother's hockey team to raise $20,000, had it shut down by the city?
This is a story.
I saw the stat. I know this. I saw the stat. This has been talked about this week. Stat. I think. Final answer. Stat.
What's your final answer?
Stat. Final answer. Stat.
All right. Swag.
Story.
Dirt correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani, the fastest to 40-40 and may get to 50-50. He is having, statistically speaking, just the best 11th offensive output season by one Barry Bonds, who is in the Pirate Hall of Fame, the Giant Hall of Fame.
Not in Baseball Hall of
Fame. But just recently said he has accepted he will never get into the Baseball Hall of Fame because that sport's done.
The consequences of your choices.
Jeff Bagwell did and David Ortiz did.
Ty Cobb in there.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Didn't he kill a guy during a game?
Pretty sure he did.
I'm going to murder you and then go pitch a strikeout.
The only guy in history to take off his skate and chase after him and get in a fight.
No, get this. So Danny Doherty is 12 years old in Norwood, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. He was bored and looking for something to do. So he wanted to help his brother raise money for their hockey team. So he started making homemade ice cream. And in the way that kids set up a lemonade stand, he sold ice cream. He had two flavors, or he had three, vanilla, shaved chocolate, and fluffernutter. And he basically, fluffernutter. Just reading the story.
Who came up with that flavor name?
Well, I think it's a peanut butter marshmallow.
Yeah, I get it. Fluffernutter. I get it, but...
That's a position in my
house. You like getting your nutter fluffered?
I hope so.
Big fan of that.
And on his first day, he raised $1,000. Enough
well
people
done.
Saw this and bought ice cream. He raised $1,000. However, the Norwood Board of Health and whatever shut it down. Town officials then received a complaint and said the 12-year-old was violating Massachusetts food code and going against state regulation. He said he was, quote, surprised and upset. I don't understand because there's so many lemonade stands and they don't get shut down. They took this story to local outlets, radio stations, newspapers, TV, and basically proceeded to get backing and support to the point where they made $20,000 in ice cream sales.
There you go.
For his brother's hockey team.
That's ridiculous. I'm glad that people stepped up. That's awesome.
Town officials received hate mail and death threats over trying to shut this game.
I mean, that's a little extensive. A little aggressive, but what are you doing?
It's a little much, but yes, 12 years old, raising $20,000 for his brother's hockey team.
The power of the fluffernutter.
All righty, your number is 20.
20.
Is it the number of home runs Aaron Judge has hit this season in the first inning?
Okay.
Or is it the percentage of Americans who say Pinot Noir is their favorite red wine? It is National Red Wine Day.
Stat. What is he at? 50? What is he at? 52?
51. I don't think he hit one last night.
You're telling me basically half of his home runs have come in the first inning this year? A more relevant stat would be how many of his 51 home runs would not be home runs if he played in a real baseball ballpark, you know?
The percentage saying Pinot Noir is their favorite. It feels, and this could be dirt logic.
That's a lot of first inning home runs, dude. That's a lot.
Yeah, well, you throw a fastball down the middle, he's going to swing.
Hey, it's a 264 down the line.
A surprising stat.
I'm going to go story. Dirt logic story.
It is a story. Aaron Judge has hit 18 first inning home runs.
That's still a decent amount.
That's an insane amount.
With Alex Rodriguez for the most in a single season in a single inning.
all time.
So one more first inning home run, he has the
record.
So one
more. He has hit the most home runs in a particular inning in MLB history in a season. By far. The next highest is Roger Maris hit 15 in the third inning in his 1961 season. So, yes, today is National Red Wine Day. So grab a bottle or two. Enjoy yourself some. A recent survey amongst Americans, what was their favorite variety? Cabernet Sauvignon. Won with 22%.
That was number one, really.
Pinot Noir, 20%. Well,
I mean, I guess it makes, yeah.
That's mostly what they make in California. It's a lot of what they make out in Yakima Valley is cab. But yes, Pinot Noir, a close second at 20%. Zinfandel right behind at 19%.
Not that wine is not popular or it's died out. It feels like about 3 to 4 years ago, and maybe this is me in a sports bubble with the NBA, it felt like it had a real moment.
It
I think
did.
That was the pandemic. No, and everybody was an alcoholic.
It's falling off.
A lot of truth to that.
Part of the survey also was,
how often, a bottle of wine a day
how often
pandemic,
do you drink
man?
Wine? 13% of respondents. Only once a week. Only 2% say they drink wine every day.
Dude, I'm glad you didn't end up getting fired in
AA. We got out of the bubble, man. We made it out. What happened? A little groggy, huh? There you go. Sadder story.
Smoking weed every day.
you know, we don't. You got to do what you
got to
do.
What else am I doing today? Nothing.
You got to do what you got to do. I am a Pinot Noir guy, though. If I'm going for a red, I'm going for a Pinot Noir.
Oregon, Willamette Valley Pinot's just.
Yeah. You guys love the big Pinot, huh?
I was
at a winery recently, and I won't name names. I was a little frustrated with the. I did one of their like sampler things.
Yeah,
a flight.
You're only getting 1 ounce tastes.
I know. I just. That's for
ridiculous.
The price of it and only getting one, it was like a sip. And I'm like, all right, thanks. And then I had to, they brought them out one at a time.
Yes,
and it wasn't like, put the whole flight in front of me so I can drink all of the flight.
They
brought them out one at a time. And
that's how they do it.
That's stupid. I'm, what are we doing here? Do I just need to go get a box of Franzia on my own? Is that what you're telling me?
They want
me?
You to be there. They want you to, ask the winemaker.
I mean, I was eating
stuff.
Dinner. I wasn't just drinking the wine. I was going to be there, but I'd take a sip and I'm like, well, now I'm out of wine. Now I got to wait for the guy to bring me more wine. There you go. Statter story every Wednesday at 8:15. People are upset at Brandon Sprague. Why? We will tell you next. All right, welcome back in. 8:37. We did a segment for those of you who are up early enough in the morning. Oregon State. On Oregon State at 6:15. Not really,
we
but they're ex.
Oregon State.
You know what I mean. An Oregon State adjacent segment.
Oh, the Michigan State
Jonathan
Smith.
On Jonathan Smith being at Michigan State and our feelings about him. Now, it has been revealed.
My feelings about it. I know how everybody else's feelings are about it.
It's been revealed throughout the course of the show today that you were on an island here.
Yes.
And Swigard's schooner is about, maybe 50 yards off the coastline with an anchor down.
He's
swaying in the breeze trying to figure out.
I'm a dinghy ride away.
He's Dan Aykroyd. And I'm Eddie Murphy, and he's asking how I'm doing at the end of Trading Places.
Do I come to shore or do I stay out at the sea? He has not decided yet what his course of action will be.
Feeling good, Lewis.
Looking good, Billy Ray.
P1 Kevin has chimed in saying, I'm listening delayed on the podcast.
Yes.
So welcome to the show, Kevin. Thank you. We love you all.
Yes, we do.
Breaks my heart that Sprague is rooting for his ex that cheated us out of potentially one of the best years of our lives. He could have locked in like he asked his players to do.
Yeah.
Instead, he started flirting with the new guy during our bye week. Smith can get bent.
And I think Kevin is sharing the same feelings as most, if not all, the fan base. And I don't blame him. I really don't. I think, as I said earlier, there was never going to be a clean way for a guy like that to handle it the way he did. I don't like that he did it. He clearly was checked out. We did the pregame show on the Civil War day, and I was telling you gone, dude. Like, this is over.
I will never forget that feeling on the sideline before that game where it legitimately... So the area that I usually walk around on the sideline is the opposing sideline, just because the Oregon sideline's a mess. There's recruits and alumni, and it's just a madhouse.
Right.
So there's a lot more room on that side, and I was talking to some of our friends down at Oregon State, and the reality had kicked in for everybody that this was happening. You had alluded to it on the pregame show, and it felt like a funeral.
It did. And I was upset, and I still don't like how it was handled. I'm looking at it from a different point of view, though, okay? I'm not looking at it as if I'm some pom-pom-waving Spartan fan here. I think we have to be honest about this. in any walk of life, if you're offered a situation where you might make more money and you might be better off professionally, are you taking it? And I'm not saying that Oregon State isn't a good place to be coaching or be. He clearly loved it enough to leave and become the head coach to turn it around.
Yeah.
But as the Athletic piece highlights, he saw what was happening, was probably getting absolute nothing burger answers from his athletic director and president. And so what's the guy supposed to do? His reputation is charted all the way to near the top of just respect and program builder and offensive mind and NFL guys. Like he had reached a point professionally where what did you want him to do? And I again, I'm not defending how it happened. I don't think there was ever a good time for it to happen. You can lie to yourself for me all day, but whoa, if you would have stayed one more year, we would have been okay. No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have. Because they would have maybe been stuck in the same spot next year, and you would have looked at him as a backstabbing traitor. And you're entitled to feel that way, and I don't blame you for it. But mm-hmm. also, he's the quarterback of one of the greatest teams, if not the greatest team in Oregon State history. He came back here and saved this thing from the depths of hell.
He did.
And I don't think he begrudges Oregon State, even though we look at him as enemy number one. So, you know, if he goes on and has some success at Michigan State, he also decided not to coach on the West Coast. He went to a different conference. He went to a team that has no ties to you, so he can't come back and burn you. I won't be pom-pom waving, but if he has success, I'll be okay with it.
Somebody else said, what was he supposed to do? Have a bleeping spine and stick it out like all the players that you abandoned? The dude can sit on a cactus. I have no empathy for him. I'm rooting for him to crash and burn.
And I totally get that. I would also point out how many players left.
Yeah, a lot of them. I truly hope that my beeves
have spines. Or...
I truly hope that my beeves land in a good spot down the road.
Me
see
too.
Success and Jonathan fizzles out of coaching. Bleep him. Unprecedented times call for a different code of ethics. He's a snake. End of story.
Okay. He's the face of it, and that's unfortunate for him, but
yeah,
he's going to be the face of it for Oregon State fans.
I think you're taking a very rational approach to this in a conversation in a topic that is incredibly hard to be rational about because it's such an emotional tie and an emotional investment.
That's terrible.
And it's a different feeling, I think, if he were to leave, and I'm not condoning the hatred either way, but like if the Pac-12 didn't dissolve, the conference still existed, and he still went to Michigan State, I still think there is animosity towards him, obviously, but there's not the same feeling of abandoning the program at the spot where they needed him the most. And I think that's why it will always hurt.
Oh,
so
I disagree
much.
Actually with
you do?
That. I think it's still a snake move for people, and it would be even more kind of head scratching if this conference was still what it was last year with all of the teams here, not the LA schools gone, and he leaves for Michigan State.
It
like,
would be more
what?
Of a head scratcher for sure, but you wouldn't have the feeling of being left like we needed you. This like you Oregon State
has gotten
back to a relevant point, and you've had successful years in the past. Mike Riley won there, Dennis Erickson won there. Like mm-hmm. I don't think the same hopeless nature would exist amongst the fan base
as it does now. Yeah, and look, I get it because it's more fragile. It's a more questionable future. I think right now maybe the Big 12 is looming in their future. I'd love to be a Big 12 Beav. I disagree with you. One, I think they beat Arizona because I think at that point he had started to have negotiation stuff. There's no other way to explain a kicker running 30 yards out. So they're one game better in the win-loss category. I just disagree because I think this conference is still together. People are like, we're building. Look at us. We may not have the year we quite hoped, yeah. but we're still building. And now Aiden Childs is the quarterback. And all these guys don't leave. And the offensive line coach is still there.
Yeah.
And Bray is still a stud D coordinator. Like, I disagree. I think people are still upset if he chooses to leave.
I mean, there's always going to be, whenever a coach leaves, there's going to be animosity. Somebody texted in, I think it hurts more than a normal coach departure because we all thought he wasn't like every other coach in college football. And those are the famous last words that every fan base has uttered about their coach leaving. And hell, 7 months ago, Kalen DeBoer was the next great thing at Washington. He was the next Don. We have found our next Don James. How did that work out for you?
Right.
He's the next Nick Saban now because he left you. So every fan base, mine included, Mario wouldn't leave us. He said we had to drag him out of here if he ever wanted to leave for another job. That's the only reason he would ever leave Eugene. He's not going to Miami. Like, everybody thinks that their coach is different. Now, the unique nature of this one was the fact that he went there and played there.
And maybe Bray will be the different one. Maybe Maybe he has success. Will.
Just like maybe Lanning is a different one. Right. Maybe Bray's a different one. Right. You never know. Maybe Jed Fish is.
And I think over time, eventually, if Jonathan's like an 8-9 win winner in the Big Ten, and they want to hold on to that for a long time, you know, and then you get out of this conference uncertainty and become a Big 12 team who's
find a home,
feisty,
yeah.
I think we kind of move on from the feelings, and maybe some of us get it at that point, or maybe we just always hate him. I don't know how fans are going to feel. I can't tell fans how to fan.
Yeah.
I just, like, one of the biggest social media accounts for that program is one of our former interns, Digital Dam. Mm-hmm. If Alabama hired that guy to be $150,000 a year social media guy for Bama, he would probably, right? Like, where do you
when
draw
you're
lines
in that
of
spot.
Loyalty? So yes. I think Jonathan is unfortunately, he's going to be the face of what this has kind of become.
Spartan fan chiming in on this. We have a kinship. We're both little brothers in our state. Moved here in 05, right out of MSU, and have always rooted for Oregon State. And I'm happy, hopefully most Oregon State fans who are friends are rooting for us. Another one, I love Smith, but he panicked, took a crappy job, and he abandoned Oregon State. So I did see one person say earlier that he'll never be welcome back in Corvallis. And
sure.
To me, that's a little strong. Time eventually does heal wounds. Like, you're telling me, so what year was the Fiesta Bowl year? 2000, right?
Yeah.
So it's been 24 years since that.
Yep.
So you're telling me in like, if you know we're all still kicking the 40-year anniversary of that team, you're going to still boo them in the year 2040 and 16 years from now?
Like, right.
I don't know. I think time does eventually heal wounds, and there will be a place to honor not only what he did as a player, but to the point that I think you were eloquently making today of, like, dude, you were nowhere. You were lost in a sea of darkness and
we
crap.
Were destined for the 90s Beaver years.
You were destined for nothing, and he revived you to relevancy, and everything else still sucks on top of it. But interesting comment. You made that argument earlier, and I wanted to read some of the thoughts of Beaver fan upset with you, but it's all right. It's okay to fan however you want to fan. Jonathan Smith, first year at Michigan State. Let's wrap it up. Send you on your way on a hump day next on The Fan. Take a little peekaboo at the poll questions here in a moment. Before we do that, a nice mention of Dan Wilson saving the Mariners' offense. They struck out 17 times last night.
Don't blame Dan.
Although Dan's going to fix it.
We didn't get to this because it's just like, I don't think there's really much point anymore.
Uh-huh.
You can love Dan Wilson and what he was as a Mariner. Is it not odd that they just named him the manager? They're not even going to do an interview thing. They're not going to look for anybody. Just, nope, he's our guy.
He's the guy. Long term, he's the guy.
I love Edgar. Edgar was asked the other day about the offense, and he basically was just telling him, swing at strikes. And then he also, I think, something to the effect of like, well, there's only so much I can do, you know? Like, they have
to
go out there.
What do you want from me, man? What do you want from me? That is weird when you fire a guy. Usually you would bring in an interim manager, but they just made him the permanent manager.
But they didn't know, though, at first. Everybody was like, we don't know if he's the interim or he's the permanent. So then they had the presser, and I think it was Divish was like, is he the guy? And he was like, oh, yeah, he's the manager.
He's the guy.
Okay.
All right. Danny boy.
Why interview anybody for a vacancy like that?
You shouldn't. It's usually a good business decision to do that. Yeah, they played the Rays last night, gave up the lead late, and a night after winning on a Randy Arozarena home run, they struck out, I believe, 17 times was the number? 17
Ks Logan
last
Gilbert
night?
Goes six Gilbert innings, awesome. No earned, strikes out 10.
10, four
and
hits.
And they don't give him anything.
No. They've just been, I mean, since Felix, that's been them.
Every year.
Great starting pitching.
Every
no offense.
Every year, man. So I wanted to make sure to mention that. We are still keeping our eyes on the baseball season, kind of. Less so tomorrow night, because we have actual football on television tomorrow night. Let's take a quick peekaboo at the poll questions from yesterday. Should college football coaches be mandated to take call-in questions during their weekly coaches show?
Yes.
What is wrong with people? 51.7% said no.
Love propaganda, and they love to hear
what
the echo chamber.
What are we doing,
that's
man.
All that is.
What are we doing?
Don't question our coach. He's perfect.
Golly. Yes, they should be mandated to do it.
It gives us a lot of comedy, too.
It does.
Get a lot of dumb questions in there.
Yes. You get coaches yelling
if
at their own fan base.
If coaches are prepared for it, like if you...
Jack and Philomath. You're on with Trent Gray.
Trent,
the problem
I just got
one question.
Most coaches don't want to do the coaches show, like a full show.
What do you need to be prepared for? It's your own team.
Yeah,
you
just
understand that.
Why don't we run the ball more? Pretty easy. I'm the coach. Yeah. I know why. I'll tell you. We don't block well.
Our offensive line sucks. I don't know about that. Does ESPN's Football Power Index only matter when it's good news for your team?
Yes.
65% of you say yes. Yeah. That is the correct answer as well. Definitely. So far, off to a good start there.
Did you put the sizzle takes?
No, I will do that here as we wrap up. Okay. So our sizzling hot takes will be up.
Whose take is the hottest?
Yes.
Spicy.
Who's got the spiciest NFL hot take?
What was Swag's? Caleb Williams and the Bears?
Michael Penix will lead the Falcons to the NFC title game. Yours was the Chiefs won't make the AFC title game.
Yep.
And mine was the Eagles will miss the playoffs.
You feel pretty lukewarm about you, do?
I actually feel pretty good about mine. I feel pretty good.
Penix might be the hottest one.
Penix is definitely the hottest one. Without a doubt, the hottest take. Spicy. If you missed it, we had Josh Pate on for nearly 20 minutes today talking all things college football. We'll tweet it out as soon as we're done at Dirt and Sprague, at 1080 The Fan, 1080thefan.com. We'll also tweet out the entire podcast with all the links, so you can go find that as soon as the show is wrapped up here. Thanks so much, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Almost 3,000 subscribers, so go subscribe to the channel, like the video before it closes down. We talk to you tomorrow on a Football Thursday with actual games going on. Talk to you at 6 a.m. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.